and this is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest, well, he was a former professional athlete. He was, Washington Redskins, right? Welcome, yes. Chase Minifield, and he's a brilliant entrepreneur. We're having a lot of fun talking about his companies that he's built, and all this, he's not even 30 yet, people. So if you want to get inspired, I think you're going to get inspired. So, welcome, Chase. How are you?
I am a stone's throw from 30, but I'm doing well.
By the time the show airs, you're going to be
there. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm a stone's throw. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about getting into the NFL. And, I mean, we got to start with the sexiest part, and then I'm going to let people in on some of your entrepreneurial successes.
Well, yeah, so my whole family, I think the NFL is kind of like a family business for me. My dad played in the NFL. My uncle played in the NBA. So playing sports at a high level is something that I've been wanting to do my whole life. It's a dream, a passion of mine. Coming out of college, I was one of the top players in the country for my position. Injuries end up piling.
Tell me that position again.
Cornerback. I played cornerback at the University of Virginia. Mm-hmm. I was had an opportunity to be All-American, All-ACC performer, and things of that nature. So I had a lot of interest in playing in the NFL. Injuries started to pile up on me. Got hurt in my last bowl game. Got hurt in my first camp at the Washington Redskins. So, you know, injuries just started piling up on me a little bit. My final game was actually a concussion. So just start getting a laundry list of injuries.
My brother, he aspired, he wanted a basketball scholarship. And I remember, I think it's he started playing basketball and he got a scholarship. He had a knee injury.
Yeah.
And the thing that was so interesting is that drove him into his real estate career, which he did not want to do any career except basketball. And that's the only thing he really didn't want to do anything except basketball. I mean, that was it, 24/7, 365. I'd run up and down the yard and run around the block, and I'd have to feed him free throws in the backyard all the time. Oh my gosh. Like, I think he did 500 3-foot free throws a day. And now, when he hurt his knee, though, it was kind of interesting because really he could not go on that same path. He was forced to, you know. So tell me a little bit about, then you had a concussion. That was your was that your career ending?
That was my it was a career ending, but I think they just basically said this guy's on the injury list too many times, so we're gonna just, you know, go a different direction.
Did you have any short-term memory or any long-term memory loss?
It was pretty scary. It was a pretty scary situation. Actually, I was fortunate enough to never really have any concussions, but my concussion, I was out there playing, but I didn't remember any of the plays that I was playing in. So I had to go rewatch the tape to see, actually, like, I was in the game and I was playing, but I couldn't recall anything past the hit where I was, like, had my bell rung. So that's a kind of scary situation. Never happened to me before, and playing football my whole life from 4 all the way to 25. So that was a little bit of a scary situation. But I always thought that I would play again.
Do you ever think you'll go back?
I went back for a little bit, so I teetered on it. I ended up going to a training camp in Canada in the Canadian Football League. But ultimately I ended up tearing my Achilles in the training camp. So I think that was just
guys saying, like, baby, it is time to do business.
Yeah, it's just time to go. So I already halfway started my company while I was up there. So I was kind of, you know, okay with saying, all right, that's enough. So
tell me about Helping Hands, and tell me about the inspiration that got you to create that company. I know it was your earlier company.
Yeah, so my first company I created, which was running, I was started at the same time I was in Canada, was a company that was based around service. And I wanted to start it because I was noticing a lot of this transition that I was struggling with, first of all, with transitioning out of sports into the real world and, you know, trying to straddle the line of sports and work. I wanted to provide an opportunity where we had a platform that we could use our qualities that we have as athletes to lead and to you know, do work. And, you know, I guess that in the service industry, you don't really have to have so many like white collar skills. So the blue collar skills that we had with, you know, being able to strive under pressure and
how did that lead to the software company that you're building, and explain a little bit about that, because that's just so fascinating that you created a software program to help college, was it college dorms or college housing?
So after we created this company called Helping Hands, which was obviously built to help my former teammates, and we provided services for the student housing industry, cleaning, painting, maintenance, things of that nature. We, which is ultimately a company that's a franchisable company right now, doing, you know, very well. And we focus on the student housing industry and the turns that they have. So every summer they have every college, every off-campus housing place in the country has the same issue where everybody leaves and everybody comes back within like a 14 to 20 day period. And they, all the rooms and dorm spaces have to be turned over in that space. So we used to be the cleaners, the painters, the maintenance that did the work. I produced the software. I realized in this situation that they kept on handing me these Excel sheets of what I need to do, where I need to be at. So those different types of things. And this wasn't just in where I was at. This was in multiple areas of the country. So we created a software. I decided this past year to try to create a solution to take away the pieces of paper, to basically make a situation that's already going on, make it an easier, smoother process. Because honestly, everybody in the next 10 years will be using their iPhones and iPads and things of that nature to communicate and see schedules and things of that nature. So,
What are some of your just personal, your future aspirations? What kinds of things would you like to see for yourself, you know, in the decades to come? Like, if the world was just like an awesome place, like, what would that look like?
I like to challenge myself. I'm very like paranoid and like not getting the most out of myself. So, I'm very paranoid in that sense. Like, I really need to feel like I am working to be better or working to do better or have an impact on this society or the world or things like that. I'm not the type that just going to sit around and kick around and be on the beach and things like that. Like, I'm highly motivated to challenge myself.
I think that drive of, you know, I was sitting there the other day and I was looking at, okay, what am I leaving my children like as a legacy? Like, I have three children. So I'm like, what do they get when I'm gone? Like, how well am I set up for that to be good for them? Or are they going to be like cleaning up my messes? Right. Cause you don't know when your last day is. You honestly have no, there's no really formal crystal ball that says, hey baby, you know, this is your day. You're going to be left till this day, or you're going to live till that day. You have no idea. So I got this weird thing in my head and I was like, what could I do like in my present? So my future, it was interesting. It was kind of what you were saying though. Like, am I fully in alignment with everything purpose, working for the future? It was really a different way of looking at it, because it's very intense. It doesn't allow you to go wake up and just say, hey, I'm just going to, you know, sit and do nothing.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously some days you're worn out and worn down, but you know, as long as I'm all about doing something. And that's how it was in football as well, which ultimately probably led to a lot of my injuries, was the fact that I was constantly training four times a day, three times a day. Whatever it was, my whole schedule was built around not letting people who are my competition or whatever you want to call it, gain or work harder than me. So that's kind of how I'm doing.
One more thing to say to my entrepreneur listeners about them as they're working in their businesses. What would you say? If you have one more like little bit of brilliance.
If it makes you uncomfortable, do it. That's what I would say. If it makes you uncomfortable, do it. Like, don't get stuck in comfortable spaces, because growth happens in uncomfortable phases. And within pressure, within things are hard, things that you don't want to do, that's when you grow personally. That's when you grow your business. That's when you grow character or anything else you want to grow. It has to be uncomfortable. So I would say, be uncomfortable and get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Oh my gosh. Chase Minifield, thank you so much for coming. It is great having you on the show. And how can we reach you, find out more about you?
You can reach me. I'm pretty easily reachable. I'm highly on social media. So Chase Minifield, ChaseMinifield. That's on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram. And, you know, please reach out to me or visit our websites and see what we're doing with HelpingHandLLC.net and EasyTurn.net.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Appreciate it.